It all started 10 years ago. My dad set off to climb Mount Rainier, a 14,411-foot volcano an hour outside of Seattle, Washington. He did not make it to the top. My dad tried again in 1999, again ending up with the same results. He decided to try a final time, this time with me, his 16-year-old son. So here I was at 5 a.m., with 5 hours of climbing behind me. Having started our climb at midnight to avoid melting snow, I stood 11,000 feet in the air at the top of Disappointment Cleaver, a gargantuan collection of rocks, ice, and snow that physically separates two glaciers. The rocks jut from the side of Mount Rainier, and nothing was below me but crevices that resembled the cracks in a broken window. My dad, Roland Dorson, trained for months, but at 51 years old, the climb was simply too taxing. He left me in the hands of two other climbers and fate as I made my final ascent to the summit of Mount Rainier. No moment so heart-wrenching and difficult had ever befallen me. Here I was, suspended above the earth on a slanted hill of ice and snow. The cold soaked through my fleece, my legs ached, and my crampons dug further into the packed snow as I prepared to tackle a mountain without the person who had prepared me for this very day. There was no waving goodbye or sentimental words. I looked at my father and he looked at me, and I watched him disappear over the cliff into the rising sun. And on I went. At 9:15 a.m. on July 23rd, after 9 hours of climbing, I reached the summit of Mount Rainier. At 14,000 feet, the world seemed to be mine for the taking. The incredible vividness of the blue sky seemed to blend seamlessly with the greens and purples of the mountains below, creating a gently flowing ocean of color for as far as the eye could see. The proudest moment of my life came that day when I signed not only my name but my dad's name in the logbook at the summit of Mount Rainier. Though he was not with me physically, my father's spirit never left me that day, for I knew that he deserved, as did I, to be standing on top of the world.
Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They paid paradise, put up a parking lot. I said, seem to go, but you don't know what you've got till it's gone. They paid paradise, put up a parking lot. They paid paradise, put up a parking lot. They paid paradise, put up a parking lot.